अञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So we will be discussing this canto 5, chapter 25, entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta, text number 10 to 15. So we'll read the first text and then other ones I will just recite myself. Murtim Napuru Krupaya Babhara Sattvam संशुद्धं सदसदिदं विभाति यत्र यल्लीला मृगपतिराददेन वद्याम् आदातुं स्वजनमनांस्युदारवीर्यः। So translation is, this manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of causeless mercy toward his devotees, he exhibits various forms which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal and he possesses all mystic power to conquer the minds of his devotees and to give pleasure to their hearts. He appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Jiva Goswami has translated this verse as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. It is by His will that gross and subtle ingredients interact. He appears in various incarnations just to please the hearts of His pure devotees. For example, the Supreme Lord appeared in His transcendental incarnation of Lord Varaha, the boar, to please His devotees by lifting the planet Earth from Garbhodak ocean. So here we see the main profile of God or Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some teachings about God, they mention God to be a punisher, one who holds the rod of punishment. By hearing this, what emotion is invoked in the heart? Fear, yes. So that is also required to have a healthy fear about the system that God has created. So to have a healthy fear is required. Therefore, in some religious teachings, it is described that God is the punisher. He is holding the rod of punishment. He judges people, and based on them, he deals out the correct punishment. So that is. But that is not the main task of God, or that is not the main function of God. So therefore, some other teachings, they also propose not only that he is a punisher, but he is also the creator. Okay, he is also the supplier. He is also the creator. So when we hear that he is creator, what emotion is invoked in the heart? He is a creator of everything. Whatever we see around, respect, yeah. Gratitude when we hear that he is also providing for everything that, yeah, true, like gratitude. Our heart is filled with gratitude. So when we come to this respect and gratitude point, there actually our relationship with God or relationship with Krishna starts building up. That is the beginning of our, it's not just fear, or it's not just like taking God to be order supplier. Like, I desire something, he, like some money lending machine or something. So that's a very rudimentary relationship with God. But when we really start understanding that how he is like caring for us at every moment, even while we are in this material world, by providing air, by providing sunlight and everything, so then the gratitude comes in the heart, and then we actually start look forward to develop some relationship with God. But even gratitude and respect is not enough. So therefore Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says that he says bhuktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram surudam sarva bhutanam jnatva maham shanti mruchyati. Not only that I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, not only that I am controller of all three planets, but also I am surudam sarva bhutanam. I am your very dear friend. Now which feeling invokes in the heart? Affection. Yes, that's what the real real religion starts, I mean, begins with affection. The real devotion, the real relationship, it starts with affection with Krishna, and then affection for God, and that affection takes the highest realm, or touches the highest realm, when Krishna says in Bhagavatam, anugrahaya bhaktara manusham deham ashrita bhajate tadrushi krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet. Not only we should develop affection for Krishna, that affectionate feeling should come in our heart, but that affection should be intimate affection like that of Rajvasis. That is the highest realm of understanding, highest relationship with God anybody, any soul can ever develop. So, more putra, more sakha, more pranapati. How does that intimacy and affection come? By having a particular relationship, specific relationship with Krishna. What is that? More putra. So that relationship is developed based on what do we identify with. Like, do we identify ourselves as Krishna's parents? Do we identify ourselves as Krishna's friend? Do we identify ourselves as Krishna's lover? So that defines the extent of intimacy in our affection with Krishna. So there are examples where, and Krishna is more than eager to reciprocate this relationship with every single one of us. And therefore his anugrahaya bhaktana means to favor his devotees. Manusham deha vashita. He performs human-like pastimes so that we can most relate with him. There is one verse spoken by Kavi Karanapura. It says that alaukiki to pilaukikiyam Leela harer kachana lobhaniya Mahesha shirshad api bhumi madhya Gataiva ganga mudamata noti. It says, more the sweeter than Krishna's supernatural pastimes are his human-like pastimes. It is little counterintuitive, but it is true. The Krishna's superhuman pastimes, more sweeter than them are his human-like pastime. Just like, he gives example, when Mother Ganga is on the top of head of Lord Shiva, then everybody respects her. Oh, you are so great, you are so exalted, we offer our respects to you. But when same Ganga river comes down on the earth, she spreads more happiness among everybody. Why? because we can intimately relate with her, we can take bath in her, we can do worship to her, we can use her water to grow the grains. So it's more loving exchange than just staying up there somewhere. So similarly, when Krishna performs supernatural activities like showing Vishwarup to Arjuna, universal form to Arjuna, showing that the sun and moon are his eyes and all that sort of thing, it invokes respect, no doubt. It invokes awe and reverence. But when he comes as son of Mother Yashoda, when he comes as lover of Sri Radha, when he comes as friend of Sri Dama, then the feeling that is generated in the heart to relate with Krishna in one particular mood, Tasmat kenapi upayana manah krishne niveshayat. Our Jiva Goswami writes, one should have develop one particular mood towards Krishna, and that is the reason Krishna appears in this world. So today also we have Madan Mohan's Avirbhav Brahmotsav, the which 5th or 6th anniversary of 2018, yeah. So 6th year now. Sri Madan Mohan have, Radha Madan Mohan Lalita have appeared. So Madan Mohan Prabhupada explains that all of us in this material world are captivated by Cupid, and therefore Cupid is binding us to this material world. But Madan Mohan is the one who is bewildering the Cupid also. So if you take shelter of Cupid, the transcendental Cupid who is Madan Mohan, then we won't be tormented or enslaved by the Cupid of this world. Cupid of this world means, in direct terms, lust. So when we develop affection for Krishna, which is the real form of lust in the transcendental world, then we won't be affected by the misery of lust of this world, which is adyantavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. How does it start? Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. It starts, yehi sansparshaja bhoga, the lust for sense objects of this world. Dukha yonaya evate, they are strewn with miseries. And adyantavanta kaunteya, we desire that it should last forever, but it won't. That is the nature. Adyantavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. Therefore, intelligent person, wise people don't indulge in them. Just have relationship with this world sufficient enough to maintain the body. that much. And rest of it, I mean, tasseva heto prayateta kovido. Sri Narad Muni explains that the sense gratification is available in all species of life. So in human life, what should one do? Naratanu bhajane ramul. Samsara vipatti jano, vishaya vipatti mano, samsara swapana jano. Naratanu bhajane ramul. After great many lifetimes we have gotten this human body, which is only meant for Naratanu Bhajanera Mool, only meant to develop relationship with God. This body has no other function other than to develop relationship with God. Okay? Naratanu Bhajanera Mool. So to understand that, Narottam Das Thakur writes, Samsara Vishaya Vipatti Jano. The desire for sense gratification, consider it to be vipatti. The great vipatti means sankat, obstacle. Yeah. And it's more than obstacle. It is vipatti means what is it called? Some difficult situation. Crisis. Consider it to be crisis. Yeah, that's true. Vipatti means crisis. Consider the desire for sense gratification to be a crisis. And samsara sapana mano. That means consider this world around to be like a dream. That means in dream one can feel like I am happy sometimes, but when one wakes up, nothing is there. So, and then Naratanu Bhajanera Mool. And Arajata Rudayara Shul, he says that any other thing other than the aim for pleasing Krishna, consider it to be Rudayara Shul. It's a pinprick, or the not a pinprick, a knife stab in the heart. So Krishna is doing his best to attract our hearts. So it is mentioned that that when Vasudev Datta, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, he prayed that I can't bear people not being Krishna conscious. I can't bear that they are fallen into mire of sins. So therefore I desire to take all their sins and I suffer for them. Something like what Lord Jesus Christ also said, right? So I desire to take away their sins. I suffer for them, you deliver them. So hearing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes so overwhelmed that he says that Tomara vichitra nahe tumi sakshat prallad. It's not wonderful that you are speaking this, because you are directly Prahlad, who also prayed like that before. Tomara upar krishner sampurna prasad, that you are thinking of deliverance of all the conditioned souls, I think that this is the great mercy upon you by Krishna. And then he says that you don't have to suffer for them. Like, asamartha nahe Krishna dhare sarva bal, toma keva kene bhunjaibe papa phal. Don't you think Krishna is powerful enough to deliver everybody even without letting you suffer for them? That is the very task, that is the very function of Krishna. What is that function of Krishna? Krishna sei satyakare yai mage bhritya, bhritya vancha purti vinu nahe anya krutya. Krishna makes it true whatever his devotee desires. Apart from that, he doesn't have any other duty. No other thing in his job profile of God. It says only one thing, that just fulfill the desire of devotees. That's all. And we see many examples, just like when Lord Narasimhadev appeared. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam vyaktim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanaha adrishyatadbhutam atiyadbhuta rupam ve udvahan stambhe sabhayam namrigam namanusham. It says that just to fulfill the desire of his devotee, Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam, he appeared from the pillar. Okay. He means Lord Narasimhadev, in the form of half lion, half man. Atiyadbhutam, never heard before. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu jatmana, to show that he is everywhere. And now our acharyas explain, nijabhritya bhashitam, whose words Lord Narasimhadev is proving to be true? Which bhritya? Huh? Who? True servant, yeah, nijabhritya, his own servant. But who is that servant? Who's? Huh? Prahlad Maharaj, who is saying what? Yeah, Brahmaji, what were his words? That you won't be killed by this, you won't be killed by that, you won't be killed in the morning, you won't be killed in the evening. He's giving benedictions to Hiranyakashipu to prove his benedictions to be true. Lord Narasimhadev appeared. So Brahmaji's words, his making them true. Who else is the Bhritya? Jai Vijayaha, who desired that let us take 3 births in this world, instead of taking 7 births, let's take 3 demoniac births and quickly come back to your service. So therefore, Jai Vijay, their words are made true. Who else is the servant? Prahlad Maharaj, what did he say? He is in the pillar. Yeah. Is your God everywhere? Yes, everywhere. And then, not only Our Sridhar Swami explains, not that when Hiranyakashipu went to the pillar with a raised sword, that time Narasimhadev appeared. Even before that he appeared. And Prahlad Maharaj saw him and he was like Krutanjali. He's folding his hands above his head and Hiranyakashipu is saying, whom are you offering your obeisances to? He's saying, I'm offering to Narasimhadev. So I can't see him. So Prahlad says, I see him. So to make his words true, who else is the Bhritya? Yeah, no, here in this pastime where Narasimhadev is, who else is the Narad Muni only, but what reason? What did Narad Muni say? He said that Prahlad is the great devotee and Lord is going to protect him. Okay, so his words are made true. And finally, there is one more Bhritya whose words are made true by Narasimhadev. Also Kumaras, because Kumaras are the one who actually gave the curse that you will go there and come back in three lifetimes. So now also Kumaras. So Nija Bhritya Bhashitam, by taking the form of Lord Narasimhadev, he is fulfilling the desire of five different devotees and the desires of all the Vaishnavas also who want to relish the pastimes of Krishna. So, and all the desires of demigods also who were suffering from the hands of Hiranyakashipu. So that is his function. Alright, when we say that Lord took the form of Narasimhadev, Jeev Goswami clarifies, this is like we say, he took his hand in friendship. Okay, he took his hand in friendship doesn't mean that hand was not there before. He just accepted that hand in friendship, right? In our colloquial language, we use that, right? So similarly, Lord took the form of Narasimhadev doesn't mean that Narasimhadev form was not there before. It is eternal form. Okay. So similarly, Krishna fulfills the promise of Bhishma Dev even at the cost of breaking his own promise. Okay. So this is the prayer Sri Bhishma Dev himself, he prays like that. Swanigamam apahaya mat pratidnyamrutam adhikartum avapluto rathastha. Then dhrutachara rathayo abhyagachalad gur hariri vahantum ivo ibham hat gato tariyaha. This means Krishna fulfilled the promise of Bhishma Dev that Bhishma Dev took a vow that either I will make Krishna take up his weapon or I will kill Arjuna today. So like that. So because Bhishma Dev is a devotee, what his desire was is to, I want to see how Krishna wants to break his promise in order to save his devotee. That was his desire. And Bhishma Dev thought, apart from me, nobody can overwhelm Arjuna in military warfare. So it is I only who has to do that. So when Bhishma Dev overwhelms Arjuna with his fierce attack with arrows, so Krishna became afraid actually that what will happen to Arjuna. Like, so it is mentioned that Swanigamam Apahaya, he forgot about his own vow. In yes, can God forget the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God can forget his vows? It is not that he decided to break his vow. He forgot his vow. Swanigamam apahaya mat pratidnyam rutam adhikartum avapluto rathastha. Avapluto rathastha means he was on the chariot and at the same time he also ran towards Bhishma to protect Arjuna. And Dhritaratha Charano Abhyagat Chalatgu. He also forgot that he has his own weapon, Sudarshan Chakra. You know, when you are in some great anxiety, what do? Like, something happens, whatever we see in front, we, like, suppose some, I scratch my, I cut my finger or something. So, I will forget that I have some bandage or some band-aid in my pocket. I will see somewhere, something in front, I will just wrap it up around my finger. So that's what Krishna did to save Arjuna. He just pulled up a wheel of a chariot. He has his own weapon, Sudarshan, but he forgot about that. And he pulled up one wheel from a chariot. And he was about to throw that upon Bhishma Dev. So that is how Krishna becomes eager to protect his devotee. That in a haste, he forgets everything. His only focus is how my devotee is protected. All right. Also today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's appearance day. So, we need to complete the other verses also, right? Okay. So I will go to that. Today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's appearance day. So he desired that, he was worshipping Shaligram Shila. So he desired that, let me worship the Lord with a form. Like, of course, Shaligram Shila also has a form, but I want to dress him. So so then Lord manifested the form as Radha Ramana from that Shaligram Shila. Again, to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Okay. And there is one beautiful verse which Lord Brahmaji speaks, that before that, I would like to ask one question. What is the mercy of Krishna? Or what is the mercy of the Lord? Truly speaking? What is mercy, or what is the... because we always say, right? Oh Lord, give your mercy. Oh devotees, please give your mercy. But can we define mercy? What is really the mercy? Oh, yes, already. Okay, anyways. Yeah, you heard my previous class probably. Okay, I was expecting different answers. But yeah, finally, Jiva Goswami mentions real mercy is to generate a desire, to have a desire for service of Krishna, and to fulfill that desire. That is real mercy. So it is mentioned that Jiva Goswami mentions, Purne api swasmin sevakadishu sevadi abhilasham utpadya sevadi saubhagya sampadika bhagavatas chitta ardratamai tad upakarecha. It means that when Krishna becomes compassionate, he creates desire in the heart of devotee and then fulfills that desire by giving opportunities and giving instruments. So, how can we judge whether I have mercy or not? Very easy. Do I have a specific desire to serve or not? If I am having a specific desire to serve Krishna, then I should know that I am already having mercy of devotees and Krishna. And if I am getting opportunities to fulfill that desire, I should know that I am having even greater mercy of Krishna. So that is a simple way of understanding whether I have mercy of Krishna. So Prabhupada writes this in the purport to Chandrika Vishada Smerai Saruna Panga Vikshidai Svakarthana Mivaraja Srashtrub Satvabhyam Srashtrupalaka. So when Krishna smiles at us, so his moon-like smile, whitish smile, and his bimba fruit-like lips. So his bimba fruit-like lips, they create the desire in our heart to serve. And his moonbeam-like smile maintains that desire. So that is mentioned. How swakarthanam iva rajas sattvabhyam srashtru palaka. This means that so when Krishna glances at us and smiles at us, he creates the desire and he maintains that desire to serve him. Okay. So whitish is compared to sattvagun, reddish is compared to rajogun. So in material world, raja creates and sattva maintains. So in transcendental world, so Krishna's like whitish teeth, they are like transcendental sattva, transcendental maintainer, and his bimba fruit like reddish lips, they are like transcendental raja or transcendental passion that is created in the heart of a devotee. Okay, so here Prabhupada writes a very beautiful thing that in Vrindavan there was one empty space and a devotee desired let there be a temple here, and therefore once what was an empty space has now empty corner, Prabhupada writes, once what was an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the devotees of the desires of the devotees, Prabhupada writes. He is talking about himself, but in a very humble way. Such are the desires of devotees. So this is about this 10th. Let's take the 11th one. I don't know what time is it? 8:40, okay, fine. Yannam Shrutamanu Kirtayeda Kasmad Artova Yadipatita Pralambanadva Hantya Hantyam Hasapadi Nrunam Asheshamanyam Kamsheshad Bhagavata Ashrayen Mumukshu. Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? So, importance of chanting the names of Lord Shesha, who is the expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. So, Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nahi Drudakari Dharo Nitayar Pai Nitayar Karuna Habe Vraje Radha Krishna Bhave Dharo Nitai Charana Dukhani. So, it is mentioned that taking shelter of Nityanand Prabhu or Balramji or in Ram Leela Lakshmanji, and here we see Shesha. So, we cannot approach a Supreme Personality of Godhead because Krishna has given the, Prabhupada writes, power of attorney to distribute devotion to spiritual master or guru. Power of attorney. So Prabhupada uses sometimes very relatable words. So little bit about chanting. It is mentioned that even jokingly one chants, the sins are removed. But this joking and this by chance chanting is not to be misunderstood with offensive chanting. Okay, so Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur writes that this is Namabhas, but Namaprad is a little different. So let's try to understand. Vishwanathacharya Thakur writes, what is the effect of Namaprad chanting? So Namaprad chanting is also of two types. One is Swalpa Namaparath because of inattention, and other is Greater Namaparath. So if one has because of offending a devotee or other things. So our Vrindavan Das Thakur, he cautions us that the Greater Namaparath or the Namaparath which is by offending great devotees, then the holy name itself will punish us, he writes. By not giving us the fruit of chanting, and rather giving us misery while chanting. So that's how Greater Namaparath. But the smaller Namaparath, which is due to inattention, we may be performing the smaller type of alpanama aparath. So for that, one needs to regret and continuously attempt to chant, and in due course of time, that effect is removed. So Vishwanath Chandra Thakur writes that even for a sincere devotee, if one feels asleep or distracted while chanting, that is also an effect of previous namaparath, he writes, Vishwanath Chandra Thakur writes. So the remedy is to continue with enthusiasm and begging forgiveness for previous offenses, and continue with enthusiasm. So these are the five obstacles. We will briefly discuss them, which one needs to conquer. Laya is the one which Chakravarti Path says that during kirtan there is a feeling drowsy, and during shravan there is more feeling of drowsiness, and during smaran even more feeling of drowsiness. So while remembering, so one needs to be careful that one is not, like, one feels drowsy, Prabhupada says get up and chant, like, you know, walk and chant something like that. And then comes vikshep means one doesn't feel drowsy, but one feels distracted, mind goes here and there, like in thousand different places. So that is called vikshep. Kshepa means project, vikshep means projecting somewhere else. So mind is projected somewhere else, like it is. So that is vikshep. And the next anartha is, even though there may not be lay and vikshep, there may not be drowsiness or laziness, there may not be distraction, but mind doesn't feel like picking up mala or picking up bhagavatam or sitting in a bhagavatam class or hearing or doing some service. Mind doesn't, even in the absence of distraction and absence of laziness, still drowsiness or sleepiness, still mind doesn't feel like enthusiastic towards, that is called apratipatti. And then there is kashaya, means the previous grudges that we might be holding in the heart, they disturb us. The previous objects of greed, anger, pride, and we may still take pride in our good education that we had before. We may still take pride in the good parentage that we had before. We may still take pride in high birth or whatever that I had because of good karma. So that is kashaya. Or holding some grudges, previously happened incidents towards anybody, and bringing them again in the mind, as if to settle it. Like, if I had more intelligence, if I had more, what is it? I should have said this to that person when he said this to me. So kind of mentally settling that issue, so holding that grudge, that is called as kashaya. The impression of previous grudge, anger, pride, and greed. That is called kashaya. And finally, there is rasaswad. Rasaswad means some good situations materially happen in my life which make my bhajan slack. It could be anything, good weather. And now I'm so happy that I am not, like, focusing on, like it is mentioned that in heavenly planets, the atmosphere is so good that those who are karma mishras, though they don't even feel to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, because it's always so good, like, so they don't feel any necessity, like, you know. So it's an obstacle. And yeah, these are the five ones: lay, vikshep, apratipatti, kashaya, and rasaswad. So one needs to conquer over them to really feel the effect of chanting in our lives, or hearing, or any other thing. So these are the things which are like Saraswati Thakur says that these are the things like which are the anchor. We are rowing the boat with our full force, but yet we don't see ourselves moving ahead because we forgot to remove the anchor. Forgot to remove the anchor. So that is the reason. All right. So this is about little bit about holy name. Then I'll just read the translation for the rest. Because the Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate His power. This entire universe filled with many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees and living entities is resting just like an atom on one of His many thousands of hoods of Shesha. Is there anyone even with thousands of tongues who can describe His glories? Is there anyone with thousands of tongues can describe the glories of one who has thousand tongues? that is our Ananta Shesha. I just remember one pastime where Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, this is in Prapannamrita by Parashar Bhatta. He is son of Kuresh, who wrote Prapannamrita, which is the which are the pastimes of Ramanujacharya. So he mentions how Ramanujacharya appeared. So he gives this back history. Lord Narayan is telling Ananta Shesh in Vaikuntha that, "O Shesha, I have sent so many devotees on the earth, but I don't think anyone can do that type of preaching the way you can preach about me. So therefore I am sending you. Will you fulfill my desire?" So Shesha says that, "Oh Lord, like I will, you just give me empowerment and I will do anything to bring these souls back to you." And then he makes this statement that, "I will fall at the feet of conditioned souls to make them chant your name." Like that, he promises to Lord Narayan. And then he says Tathastu, and then he appears as Ramanujacharya. That is how the history is. So the thing is that he is ready to do anything. Like Acharyas are ready to do anything to bring us back to Krishna. So even if you remember Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions that he says, yeah. So there were some construction work was going on. And the labor, they were working very, they were not working so enthusiastically. So what are you taking, what is it that taking you so long? Because they were addicted to like smoking bidis. Otherwise they won't get enthusiasm to, you know, work for temple construction. So Saraswati Thakur, he arranged so that, you know, the BDs will be rolled for them. Is it like he himself assisted in doing that? I don't remember. So, and then he said that, "I promise to the Lord I can do anything to preach His message," he said. So, there we have it. Then, there is no end to such great and glorious qualities of powerful Lord Anantadev. Of course, and he's representing he's the Adi Guru, right? So, indeed, his prowess is unlimited. Though self-sufficient, he himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary system and easily sustains the entire universe. So, he's physically also the basis of everything. And spiritually also, Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajana Taru Kandam Niravadi. Very interesting. Nityanand Prabhu, it is called, as a form of Ananta Shesh, he's physically supporting the universe. And he is spiritually supporting our bhakti also. It is mentioned, Bhaje Nityanandam. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I offer respect to Nityanand Prabhu. Bhajana Taru Kandam. He is the root of our tree of devotion." Bhajana Taru Kandam. Niravadhi. Okay. And then this is, only two verses. "My dear king, as I heard of it from my spiritual master, I have fully described to you the creation of this material world according to fruitive activities and desires of conditioned souls. Those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within the material creation. In this regard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale tari bare na dekhi upay. I do not know when I commenced my material life, but I can certainly experience that I have fallen in deep ocean of nescience. Now I can also see that there is no other way to get out of it than to take shelter of your lotus feet. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers the following prayer, which talks about falling in material world. What is that prayer? Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambudhau Krupaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusham vichintaya. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sanmodan Bhashya, he says that I have fallen in this material world because of my own forgetfulness of you. So therefore he is praying, Ai nanda tanuja, oh please reinstate me as a dust particle on your lotus feet. So why dust particle of my lotus feet? Why not take shelter of karma, jnana and yoga? Why are you taking shelter of bhakti? So he is saying, no. He says these karma, jnana and yoga are like the straws fallen in the ocean. So if I try to take shelter of them, anyways I am going to drown, but I will drown with greater force. Right? They are like sinking boats. So I will fall faster with a sinking boat. So therefore I want to take shelter of you. Jai Hisulanes Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Should I continue, Harish? Where was I? In sinking boat, yeah. Okay. So, okay, so he is praying that Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambudhau Krupaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusham vichintaya. So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also quotes another verse by Vritrasur. Aham hare tava padaika mulo dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta asupater gunaste grunitava karma karotu kayaha. This means that my only desire is to become servant of your servant of your servant. Tava padaika mula dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmaret asupater gunaste. May my mind remember your qualities. Grunita vak, may my tongue chant your glories. Karma karotu kaya, may my limbs, my body serve your lotus feet. So that is taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes forward saying that so Krishna's lotus feet along with Radharani's lotus feet, and he chants one prayer, and with that prayer we will conclude. So this prayer is, he chants two prayers. We will quickly discuss the two prayers. Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhojarenum Anashritya Vrindatavim Tatpadankam Asambhashyatad Bhava Gambhira Chittan Katham Shama Sindhora Sasyavagaha. It says that without taking shelter of Radharani's lotus feet, Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhoja Renum, the dust from Radharani's lotus feet, Anashritya Vrindatavim Tat Padankam, without taking shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham, which is decorated with the footprints of Radharani and Krishna, असंभाष्य तद्भाव गंभीर चित्तान एंड विदाउट कॉन्वर्सिंग विथ डिवोटीज हु आर डीपली इन लव विथ राधा कृष्ण कथम श्याम सिंधो रसस्यावगाह हाउ कैन वन ड्राउन इन द लव फॉर कृष्ण एंड देन वी विल चैंट दिस लास्ट प्रेयर एंड देन वी विल कंक्लूड एंड बिफोर दैट आई विल जस्ट कंक्लूड द चैप्टर My dear king, I have thus described how people generally act according to their different desires and as a result get different types of bodies in higher and lower planets. You inquired of these things from me and I have explained to you whatever I have heard from authorities. What shall I speak of now? All right, so this is now the next chapter. He will ask more questions and then there will be more answers. So we will just chant this very beautiful prayer. This is by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He prays, Devi Dukkha Kula Sagarodare Duya Manamati Durgatam Janam Tvat Krupa Prabala Nauka Yadbhutam Prapayaswapada Pankajalayam. Devi means Radharani. He Radhe Dukkha Kula Sagarodare. I have fallen into the ocean of miseries. Duyamanam ati durgatam janam. And I am heading towards wrong destination. Durgatam. Means I have fallen in this material world. Tvat krupa prabala naukayad bhutam. Please give me the boat of your mercy. And prapaya swapada pankajalayam. Please make me obtain your lotus feet. Okay. So, by the way, today's Ramchandra Kaviraj appearance day, we will just hear two verses by Sri Narottam Das Thakur. It is glorifying the importance of association of devotees. So, if we remember that very famous bhajan which says, Daya karo Shri Acharya Prabhu Shri Nivasa Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottam Das. So, Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas, so his equal is Srinivas Acharya, but he thinks himself to be his spiritual master and desires the association of his disciple, who is Ramchandra Kaviraj. So Ramchandra Kaviraj is the son of Sri Chiranjeev Sen, who is one of the Parshads of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is elder brother of Govinda Kaviraj. Remember his bhajan, Bhaja Hure Mana, Sri Nanda Nandana. Now the composer of that is Govinda Kaviraj. His elder brother is Ramchandra Kaviraj and his disciple of Srinivas Acharya and who is a great, great devotee. So this is where Narottam Das Thakur, last verse of Prem Bhakti Chandrika, entire composition of Prem Bhakti Chandrika, last verse he speaks that I have written Ramachandra Kaviraja Sei Sange Mora Kaja Tara Sangha Vina Sabha Shunya Yadi Jan Mahai Puna Tara Sangha Hai Jena Tara Tabe Hai Narottama Dhanya. He says that Ramachandra Kaviraj Sei Sangha Murakaj. All my hopes are in Ramachandra Kaviraj. Tarasanga bina sabha shunya. I find everything empty without this exalted devotee's association. Yadi janma hai puna. If I take birth again, my only desire is tarasanga hai jana. Let me associate with him again. Tabe hai narottama dhanya. Then my life will be fulfilled. That's what he explains. He desires as his ultimate benediction to have lotus feet of, association of Ramchandra Kaviraj. Jai Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj, Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Pada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.